I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Fan Hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Donnie Football with you until 10:35 tonight. Gorgeous Charlie Borges is with me behind the glass. You can join the conversation at 412-928-9370, whether you are listening the old school route on the radio, maybe in the car, listening on the Odyssey app, checking in on our YouTube feed, or the new live feature on Twitter, as we are now joined by a former Pittsburgh Steeler, a former LA Charger, a former LSU Tiger, now recently retired NFL defensive tackle Braden Fehoko here on 93.7 The Fan. Braden, I have... You know, we've just had a short following of each other on social media. When did you start really getting into the Twitter game, the X game? Because I feel like I didn't see you for a minute, then you just popped up, and I'm like, all right, I gotta follow everything this guy does, because I mean he's speaking the truth, he's not afraid to speak his mind. So are you relatively new to the whole social media game?
Relatively new to this new side of being analytical in the world of sports. But as far as social media, my old ones were hacked by some crypto sellers in India. It was one of those spam messages, and I was victim to that. And so this is my new page, and I'm just, you know, slowly just trying to be as very transparent as possible. And now that I'm retired, it helps a lot more that, I mean, I don't have no strings attached to nobody. I speak how I feel. I say what I want. If you want me to tone down a type of way, then pay me, you know, pay me to shut up, in other words. But I mean, outside of that, I try not to, come down too hard on people, players, coaches. I just try to speak as I see, and I say what I love, and, you know, I'm always going to speak from the heart.
Well, it also seems like you could have a future in this whole, sports talk business. I mean, you know, a lot of guys have a podcast. At this point, I mean, some of your former teammates have podcasts, some current players have podcasts. I feel like that might be something up your alley.
Hopefully, you know, I've wanted to, especially this season, I've had a lot of opportunities with partnerships with different companies and different brands to partner with them. But I've kind of just taken a step back this part of the year, you know, being independent and being just newly retired in the game of just trying to build my brand. And build the following and just kind of interact with the fans before I take on any type of money partnerships. You know, I'm kind of enjoying not being tied down to anybody right now, and I'm just, you know, speaking freely, and apparently, you know, the people love it.
Well, I certainly appreciate you taking the time tonight. Is this your first, like, live on-air radio interview?
Yeah, yeah, this is like live on air radio. I've done pods and all the whatnot, and so I had to make sure. I was like, is it a hot mic tonight, or is it a recording we can edit?
Yeah, unfortunately, you have to keep the language relatively clean.
Of course,
but of course. so as long as you can do that, we'll be okay. 100%. Have you noticed a different feel now that you are not an active player? When you watch the game, like, are you taking it in differently than when you were playing?
Yeah, I understand the fans. And part of me understanding is the sports betting part. It's tough, especially and jokingly so with sports betting, but just watching from a fan perspective, you see the simplistic things of sports, of football, of going for it on fourth down, right? As a player, you get asked in the media, hey, what did you think about coaches so-and-so? And the company man knew is, I'm going to believe in my coach, whatever he says. But now that I'm retired, I'm like, what are we doing not going for it on fourth down? just things like that, certain things. And it just doesn't apply to the Steelers, but, it applies to all types of football now. And I think that's just the biggest thing and the notion I see now is I understand the fans' pain behind watching these games sometimes.
Yeah, and I think one of your tweets that went viral the other day, the game against the Bills on Sunday, the play where the Steelers had Spencer Anderson lined up in the slot. It was the fourth down and two play. They were down 23-7, so it was really desperation mode. They hand the football to Kenneth Gainwell. I assume you're recollecting the play I'm talking about here. That was something that really took off for a lot of the fans, because I think we were all so frustrated by that. But also that's what really clicked it for me as to where I was like, oh man, like I'm loving what I see from this guy, because he's not afraid to speak the truth about any of the teams that he played for.
And I've told it, and I've talked to guys that still play there in the Chargers and LSU, and I've always been honest about it, because I'm not going to shy away from bad football. If I see bad football, I will not sit here and pat you on the back and tell you, hey, man, you're doing a great job. You just got to keep giving effort. You have Jonnu Smith, who's not a known blocker, on the line of scrimmage. You have Spencer Anderson at the Z, who's 6'5", 330 pounds. You have Darnell Washington, who's probably the best tight end blocker in the last 10 years of the NFL, running out to the flat in the RPO. And if you just look at Aaron's reaction after the play, you can just tell just how pissed off he is. One, at the play call, two, at the execution of it. And you're just like, there was no chance. When the ball snapped, there was no chance. And to me, it's, you can try to sugar up these looks and have these offensive personnels, but at the end of the day, man, like, and like I explained in that tweet later on, I said towards ESPN, that panel of analysts up there, I said, man, you guys can't blame Aaron Rodgers, right? When you trot out 12 heavy and his two tight end options are Darnell Washington and Spencer Anderson, you're asking a former Hall of Famer to, that's his targets? When a team can just bracket DK Metcalf and they're not worried about who wide receiver two is, like, all right, like, we have to live in a world of checkdowns to the running back, and hopefully he takes a five-yard checkdown 60 yards, and we're sitting here like, all right, let's score. If not, hopefully Chris Boswell can put up three for us.
Speaking of the Steelers' targets, another post that you had from that game, and it's something that has become a bit of a topic this week on our shows. You said you give Pat Freiermuth top 10 tight end money, and then you treat the guy like a practice squad elevation. I think that's dead on. The guy had the best game of his career about a month and a half ago in Cincinnati, and since then, he has not seen more than four targets in a game. I mean, how can you explain that? As a former player, do you have any idea there? How do you explain not using a guy that does seemingly do good things with the football when he gets his shot?
I won't go into specifics here, D, but people have to put their egos to the side. And I won't name any specific names just because I still have respect for a lot of people in that facility. But egos need to be put to the side. At this point, you're 6-6. You got to win games. You're paying him top 10 money. The Ravens just extended Mark Andrews today. They gave him Pat Freiermuth capital. And that kind of shows you what they believe in Mark Andrews. They're trying to go on a run here. They're trying to go win the division. All right, let's pay our pass catcher money. That's Lamar's security blanket. There's no reason Pat Freiermuth should engage, what, 6 to 8 targets a game at minimum. And so, you know, I'm looking at him standing on the sideline. I'm like, if this is what it was going to play out post-trade deadline, you could have traded him to somebody and got capital off of that. Because right now, nobody's winning. Pat Freiermuth isn't winning in a sense of targets and helping the team. And the team isn't winning because you gave him top 10 tight end money and you're not using him for the financial capital you guaranteed him.
Do you think trading him is something they should explore in the offseason? Kind of like letting the guy free a little bit?
I think they should have done it before the trade deadline. If I'm totally sitting here being real with you, I think you could have sent him off to Philadelphia. The Chargers were needing a tight end. You could have sent him to L.A. You could have easily got a fourth round or maybe an early fifth or a pick swap for that. That's another rabbit hole conversation to go into, but you could have got some capital for Pat Freiermuth, specifically because he's under 30. He's young. The guy's a pass catcher. Pass catching tight ends are the meta in the NFL. Every quarterback loves them, a security blanket pass catching tight end that can tear apart linebackers in the middle of the field. And they're just not doing each other justice, the Pittsburgh Steelers or Pat Freiermuth.
Another player that has been the topic of conversation earlier this week after that game, who got injured in that game on Sunday, Patrick Queen, who is a brother of yours from LSU, but former Steeler Trey Essex put something out there about him. Mm-hmm. Pat Queen responded. Mm-hmm. But what's your assessment on how Queen has played specifically this season with the Steelers?
You know, I understand where Trey's coming from, a guy who's won Super Bowls with the Pittsburgh Steelers. He's poured blood, sweat, and tears into, you know, the black and gold. And so, rightfully so, he has the right to speak on what he sees and feels that he thinks needs change. However, my opinion was that of Patrick Queen isn't playing what the media and narratives are built out to target him right now. If you've been watching if you've been watching the Steelers, the run defense is horrific right now. They're deploying 8-man structures, aka 8-man boxes, running single high safeties, and they still can't stop the run. You saw it against Buffalo. You saw it against the Bears. You saw it against, multiple teams this year, the Chargers, everybody. Teams have been able to run the ball against the Steelers, the big bad Steelers, when you deploy 8-man box. I don't care if it's the Pittsburgh Steelers, the Baltimore Ravens, the Buffalo Bills. If you run an 8-man box, no team should be able to run the ball against you. I mean, my 1.5-year-old son knows that, you know? And so, when you look at Patrick Queen and you look at the schematics of the defense of what they're asking him, right? A lot of that defense is built into that front four or front five, I should say, the 3-4, the three interior linemen and the two outside linebackers. If your edge rushers don't get home in that defense, you're asking a lot from your linebackers to not only play A to C in the run, but cover tight ends and slot receivers in the pass game. Now, not only do they have to do that, if it's a play action, if it's a 3-step, 5-step pass, and that rush, and TJ Watt doesn't come up with a strip sack, your back end is cooked. I don't care if you have Champ Bailey back there. That defense is not built to cover longer than 3 to 4 seconds. And I don't care what anybody says. I've been there. I've been in those meetings for 3 years. I questioned it. I've asked multiple players about it. That's just the way it is. It's built off of turnovers, negative plays, and your edge rushers, your big money guys, rightfully compensated, coming up with a play when you need it.
So they really do, and maybe you can dive even more into those meetings, you know, however comfortable you are. Yep. They really do just count on, hey, let's turn the football over, let's get some sacks, and that'll be our success. We're not going to worry about anything else at any other level of the defense.
Well, you know, when you've been there and you've played in it, right, you practice in it, you sit in those meetings, a lot of it is, let's try to get them in negative situations. As if it's in the run game, if it's in the pass game, if it's a first down, we're going to deploy a 5-man front, maybe an 8-man look in the box. You know, Deshaun Elliott's injured. And so you don't have that blitzing safety anymore. The Steelers love to blitz, you know, the old Blitzburg history. I mean, I'm a fan of it. I think the history part of it's cool. I just think you have to evolve. You can't go into these games trying to reinvent the wheel with old things and expect new outcomes throughout the process. But, you know, just going back to it, I feel like they're too reliant on TJ, Alex, and Nick, and Cam to make a play. They love to preach turnovers, and that's every defense. You should love to preach turnovers, right? But how often do you see two high shells from the Steelers? You know, how often do you see sub under fronts with a nickel pressure? How often do you see invert two or palms, just a cover four coverage, you know, where your safeties can help against the run, but lighter boxes? That's just not how they live. And, you know, I don't get paid to coach. Those guys get rightfully compensated to do so, but the schematics just aren't helping. You're relying a lot on that front four and that front five on base downs. And like I said, when that rush doesn't get home or you don't get that big splash play, a lot of those back end guys started to get blamed, but I don't blame them. It's hard. And you're asking anybody to play match coverage for 4 to 6 seconds. Anybody's going to get toasted back there. I can go toast the DB in match coverage if you give me 6 seconds to run a route.
Braden, a big question that people have had for years, and you were part of the organization for a couple of seasons, parts of a couple of seasons. How much control does Mike Tomlin have over that defense? How does the play calling come down? Because it has been a dispute for years, whether it's Terrell Austin or Keith Butler or whoever as the DC. How does that power structure break down between Mike Tomlin and Terrell Austin?
You know, so TA does call the plays. You know, make no mistake, the coordinators call their plays. But I'd be sitting here lying to you, lying to the fans that and by saying that Mike Tomlin didn't have his paws on that. And the game plan Monday through Friday, the blood and guts of it, the first, second down, third down ideas of, hey, this is what we need to run. And obviously, if you're a coordinator and your boss tells you, hey, okay, I see what you like, but this is what I like. Everybody's going to do what their boss says. If not, you're going to catch yourself jobless and finding another job, right? So, yes, does Terrell Austin call the plays? 100%. But does Mike Tomlin have his paws on that blueprint? 100%. And you can take that how you will and take it and word it how you want, but that's just the simplest way I can put it.
So you would say that in those weighty down situations that Mike Tomlin talks about, third down, fourth down, like the money downs in football, if there is a need for a call defensively, he may be nudging Terrell Austin a particular way.
100%. I mean, there's certain ways on the headset where, you know, you hear, hey, TA, I like this call against this, you know. And Mike Tomlin's a smart dude. Don't ever get it twisted. I don't want to sit up here and you know, people are miswording and saying, hey, Mike Tomlin doesn't know what he's doing. His defense is getting cooked. No, Mike Tomlin is one of the smartest coaches in the game. I will 100% stand by that. Legendary first ballot Hall of Fame coach. However, on weighty downs, offensively, defensively, now not much on the offensive side because, you know, Arthur has a lot of that with his offensive guys, his analysts, his staff. They talk to him. But on the defensive side, it's an open table, and it's an open conversation with Mike T, his coaches. Hey, what is this guy doing in the game? Why are we calling this? You know, TA, I like this call. You know, they're a big mesh team. I want this call on third down. And ultimately, it's up to TA to call it. He can call it. He won't. As you saw, there was a clip last year, I think it was 2023, the Green Bay game, where Minka and TA got into it. Mm-hmm. They burned the timeout. Mike T was there. You weren't seeing the video, but I was standing right behind Dunbar on the sideline because I didn't play. I didn't smell the field that year. Apparently, I was never good enough to smell the field there. But, you know, that was one of those things where Minka had a headset and TA had called a call. Minka didn't like it. Mike T didn't like what Minka said to TA. So they burned a timeout. They're talking about it. Minka and TA are kind of, they're not getting into like a heated argument, but TA's telling Minka to calm down. Mike T's kind of, hey, I like this call, this call. So these are the kind of things that go into it when you're talking about weighty downs, weighty situations of does the head coach have the last say-so in these calls? I mean, ultimately he hires and pays these coordinators very well to call plays and win games for the team.
Two things off that little story you just told there. The first one, do we think that little instance was one of the things that built to the trading of Minka Fitzpatrick, or do you think that had nothing to do with it?
You know, I think there was a lot of things. I think it was maybe one of that instance. I think the post-game interview, you know, where Minka talking about reaping the rewards and not just showing up and expecting to ball out, I think that was another incident. And then ultimately, just the compensation of where they were paying him and the production just wasn't equaling out to one another. I mean, Pittsburgh, and along with 31 other NFL teams, they'll make it known to you, man. If they're paying you top dollar, they're going to expect top dollar production, right? And so I think it was just a mix up of those three things, just leading and piling on top of one another, you know, eventually leading to the divorce of Minkah and the Steelers.
The other question I had from that on you know, that play, but we've also noticed, or at least it looks this way, sometimes when we see the Steelers defense at work, the communication issues that we have almost down to the snap of the football. You see guys just looking around, looking like, I don't know, I don't have confidence in what I'm about to do, and the ball gets snapped.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Yeah, you know, and part of that, and I forgot who I was talking to about it earlier in the year on X, but it's hard. One thing I disagree with the Steelers right now is the rotation of linebackers. Whatever your two best linebackers are, whether you think Patrick Queen is your best two, or if you think it's Peyton Wilson, Cole Holcomb, Malik Harrison, I don't care who you think the best two are, but your best two needs to play every single down. Earlier in the year, they were trying to rotate in Peyton Wilson on third downs, PQ and Cole Holcomb on earlier downs, and part of the issues and the communication issues is, one, just like offensive guys need to gel, your defensive guys, your heart of your defense, your linebackers need to gel, right? One of the great things I appreciated about Elandon Roberts and Patrick Queen, even though Elandon was not a three-down backer, as they say in Pittsburgh, I think he could play it all, but you know, Elandon and PQ would always know, hey, we don't have to switch positions mid-play, right before the snap. If I have the low hook guy, if I got to carry tight end throughout the seam and in our cover two look and, you know, in our base defense, it was always, hey, you got it? Cool. And those things, those little things by not switching guys mid-play, not panicking, not moving the defense around helps your defense. Cool. They know what we're in? Fine. Beat me. But if you know what I'm in and my guys don't know what they're doing on the defensive side of the ball, my goodness, you're at like a 90% disadvantage. You're going to lose the play before the ball even snaps. And so just the rotation and the roster usage of how they deploy guys out there, that's got to tone down, man. You got to go out there, ride with what you got. Don't create narratives about guys not being able to play a certain thing on offensive defense. At the end of the day, you got to go out there and play. If you don't believe a guy can play three downs for you, or if you don't think a receiver can be a pass catcher and a blocker, then what is he doing on the roster? You know, because the more you try to build, oh, this is when the Steelers like to stop the run, when Patrick Queen and Malik Harrison is in the game, right? Oh, the Steelers are trying to play for the pass. Oh, Patrick Queen and Peyton Wilson is in the game. If you don't think teams don't know this by now, you're mistaken, right? Even on the offensive side of the ball, Spencer Anderson and Darnell's in the game. Well, when Darnell motions to one side, where do you think the run's going? Like, my goodness, my son's 1.5 and he knows this, right? But these are the things, right? You cannot create narratives around players and say, oh, only this guy can do this. Only this guy can do that. If you believe they can only do that, they shouldn't be on the roster for you. But once you start being able to mix up certain things, gel everything together, that's how you get a defense that communicates better. That's how you get an offense that can disguise run to pass, pass to run, play action, all of that stuff. Sorry, I was rambling a little bit, but...
Oh, you're good. That was a great answer. Talking
it,
to...
It kind of blows my mind a little bit.
Talking to former Steelers and Chargers defensive lineman Braden Fajoco here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Braden, do you think if this season ends the way that a lot of these Steelers seasons have ended in the last almost decade now since the 2016 season, do you think this should be it for Mike Tomlin in Pittsburgh? Should they look for some way of parting ways?
No, they won't do it. I think they'll give him one more year just solely because the draft is in Pittsburgh next year. You know, Mike Tomlin will always be remembered as a Pittsburgh Steeler. And even if they don't make the playoffs this year and they finish under 500, you give him one more year just off the strength of the draft is in Pittsburgh next year. And
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Mike Tomlin always says this. He says, football is our business, but winning is our, I haven't been in the building for so long, but winning is what we do, right? Winning is what we're judged on. Somebody can grab the words.
Football is our business and our business is winning.
Is winning. Yes. Yeah. You're better than me. And I've been there for 3 years. But I do believe even if they're struggling this year, I believe the Rooneys, Omar and that front office is going to give Mike T, just that opportunity to be the coach of the Pittsburgh Steelers in 2026 with that draft being there, just because of the historical significance behind it. And 2026, if this is the same result, then you can start bringing up them talks about new coach or trading him or things along that line.
Do you think it's fair to critique Mike on a lack of quarterback lacking of a developed quarterback since Ben Roethlisberger's retirement? Because it was Trubisky, then Pickett, mm-hmm. then saved by Mason Rudolph, and then it's been the last 2 years of, hey, we got guys who are very long in the tooth, but we're going to try to hold on one more time.
I think it's fair to criticize. And why? Because you're, what, is it 4 years removed from Big Ben?
Yeah, it was the 21 season.
21? So four seasons. So you've had more than enough time to fix that position. And I believe they've had opportunities now. Like, don't get me wrong, I was a fan of Russell Wilson, right? When Russell Wilson was, 7-2 last year, coming off that Commanders win, nobody had an issue with how Russell Wilson was playing, right? Aaron Rodgers started off the year hot against New York, but, you know, just like always, teams start to key in, you know, on these things, on these tendencies about the Steelers. I think it's fair criticism for Coach T, and he will say the same thing too, but I also think that a lot of the quarterback development goes into the roster you put around them. You can't just expect somebody to come in like a, you can't plug in Tom Brady to this Pittsburgh offense and expect them to go 13-4. Unless you start putting viable options around these guys, right, then you can properly judge them. And I think even with the whole Kenny Pickett situation, I think you moved off Kenny too early. Again, Kenny's a good friend of mine, and can Kenny agree that he could have played better at certain times as a quarterback? Yeah, 100%, right? That marriage was ugly how it ended, you know, right? Mason taking over the job. Everybody knows that mm-hmm. in Pittsburgh. But you didn't give the guy a proper opportunity with proper weapons, right? George Pickens, it was always run with Najee, single high, let's throw a 50-50 ball to George. And that was the offense. And everybody knows that, right? Let's stay in the game, minimize risk, let's not throw it over the middle of the field. Let's do what we do. And I just don't think you can properly develop a quarterback position. It doesn't even matter if you go and you trade up picks next year and you take Fernando Mendoza. If the mentality is still the same, low risk, low reward, let our defense go win us games, you won't get to properly see, one, a quarterback develop, and two, an offense go to their full potential. There's going to be mistakes. You throw picks, you turn over the ball, that's football. The Chiefs do it, right? But you have to learn. That's how you learn from these situations. That's how your offense grows. That's how your quarterbacks evolve throughout the process.
Another thing that the national media doesn't like to jump on Mike Tomlin for is the roster construction, which you brought up a little bit there in that answer. They act as if he just shows up in the late summer months and he's got to work with the team they give him. Now, we have been under the assumption here that he has a lot of say in what that 53-man looks like by the time we reach training camp and then the regular season. Would you say that that's correct, that he has probably as much, if not more, say than the GM and maybe even the owner?
In my opinion, just from being there, you know, now I don't know if this is fact. This is just from what I observed. I think Mike T's second in command. I think Art Rooney's the godfather, you know, and I think that it's ultimately his say at the end of the day. I think it's Mike T that's second in line. I think Mike T has that authority over Omar just because of how team meetings were, just because of the free agents we acquired, not only in the offseason, but guys maybe we signed to the practice squad and elevated throughout the season, especially on the special team side of things. We had a guy, Godwin, Igwebike.
Yep.
We claimed him running back, kick returner, and we were in a team meeting once, and it was week 13 or 12 or something, and I think they had just cut Gunner. And we're sitting there, and the team meeting starts off with a kickoff return from 2021 with Godwin when he was with the Lions. And Mike T gave a story about how he remembers this guy, and he gave the Steelers fits when he was on kickoff return, how he averaged them out, how he played on special teams, and how he was explosive. And that's why he's sitting in the room. And he's talking about sitting in our room in Pittsburgh. You'd be a fool to think Mike T doesn't have the last say with roster construction with the Pittsburgh Steelers, especially when you look at the contracts and the lucrative contracts associated with the defensive side of the ball, and Mike T being the defensive guy he is.
Braden, before I let you go, I do have to get some of your LSU thoughts in there. First, you were on that all-time national championship team in 2019, so you got to play with Joe Burrow, Ja'Marr Chase, and the boys there. What's the feeling of winning a national championship? That's got to be second to a Super Bowl. I know you didn't get to reach a Super Bowl, but, I mean, winning a national title ain't that bad either.
It's great. I mean, I look at these rings every day. The diamonds shine brighter every day. I look at them when the sun hits. And so it's something, you know, I wish every athlete could be a part of. I wish I came close to a Super Bowl. And you know, that was one of my goals was to hoist a Lombardi. But, you know, I'm always just not just LSU, but, you know, there's a lot of guys I still love in that Pittsburgh building, coaches and players and fellow teammates and staff members that I hope they get to hoist one. I know, you know, Cam Hayward's another guy, a great teammate of mine. I hope he gets the hoist one before he, you know, ends his career. He's a future Hall of Famer, and winning championships is special. It takes a special group of guys. It takes everybody to buy in. I mean, I know that those LSU guys, that 2019 team, were still as close to this day as we were in college when we were, you know, goofing around and going out on Friday nights. So, you know, I love those guys, and it's something you build specially forever, and I hope every athlete can touch that, a little bit of that.
Did you know then that Joe Burrow was going to quickly become one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL?
Yeah, I mean, whenever I played against Joe in the league, I've always, dating back to my days of the Chargers, he's a psychopath, excuse me, and the guy demands perfection. He's, you know, he's very weird in the sense of he's never complacent, you know, when we beat teams, when we were in college, and I mean, we stumped out Alabama and Georgia and all these teams, it was just like he was never happy. We'd be in the locker room celebrating, and it kind of irritated me a little bit because everybody would be smiling. He'd just sit there in his locker with this, you know, this just dumb look on his face, and I always hated it because, you know, it was one of those things. I was just like, geez, like you feel like that kid who you balled out and your dad was never happy for you. You know, it was never good enough, but Joe's a brother of mine. I love that dude. We still talk to this day. And, you know, I understand it. The guy's a perfectionist. You saw what he did against Baltimore. I know everybody in Pittsburgh's glad they did not have to see Joe Burrow twice this year. I can surely guarantee you that. But if they ever get a defense in Cincinnati and if Cleveland ever gets an offense, the AFC North could really get out of hand for Baltimore and Pittsburgh.
Yeah, I don't want to imagine those days because it's already hard enough. One more. How do you feel after the Lane Kiffin hiring? I mean, man, that saga seemed like one that went on forever.
You know, I personally didn't think Lane was going to come to LSU. I just, from people I've talked to and just the way Lane Kiffin is in a person, I didn't think he was going to leave. When you saw his interviews and you saw his early documentaries in the year with Marty Smith and those guys at ESPN talking about he's a changed man and everything under the sun, I was thinking, oh, this is Lane. He's going to ride off into the sunset with Ole Miss, change the narrative about him. And then, I mean, I'm not complaining now. He's coaching LSU, but, you know, the way things went down, it was a little ugly. But, hey, if he wins championships in Baton Rouge, then, you know, he can do hot yoga and, you know, have his dog run around and run amok around Baton Rouge. I don't care what he does. You bring hardware back to Louisiana, you'll be indebted there forever.
Braden Fehoko, former Steelers defensive lineman, former Chargers defensive lineman, a national champion at LSU back in 2019. Braden, this was awesome, man. Thank you so much for taking the time. Let's do it again soon.
Yes, appreciate you guys, man. Thank you, guys. Go Steelers.
There we go. Man, that was awesome there, Charlie. About 32 minutes with a former Steelers and Chargers defensive lineman. He was on that historic championship team at LSU. That was some really good stuff there from Braden that we will hopefully be able to turn around at some point.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.